This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It's difficult to imagine. A young kid, barely 14 years old, suddenly thrust into the glaring lights of fame and fortune. A kid whose biggest worry should have been high school crushes and curfews, instead found himself at the top of the world, adored by millions, and living a life most could only dream of. But beneath the shiny exterior, there was something darker, something more insidious lurking behind the scenes. Justin Bieber, the fresh-faced teenager with the voice that captured hearts around the globe, was becoming a household name. At 15, he was already a global phenomenon. His chart-topping single Baby was everywhere. Everywhere. His rise was meteoric, and so was the attention he garnered from fans, from the media, and from powerful figures in the music industry. One of those figures was Sean Diddy Combs. Diddy, a name synonymous with success and power in the entertainment world, was no stranger to the limelight. By the time Justin entered the scene, Diddy had already built a formidable empire. He was the kind of person young stars would look up to, a symbol of everything they wanted to be. For Bieber, it seemed like a golden opportunity, but what Justin couldn't have known at that tender age was that he was being introduced to something far darker than fame and fortune. And that's where our story begins. In footage that has resurfaced over the years, Diddy, then in his early 40s, can be seen with a young Justin, barely a teenager. It was more than just a casual friendship. In one particular video, Diddy, standing beside 15-year-old Bieber, said to the camera, "He's having 48 hours with Diddy. Are we hanging out, and what we're doing, we can't really disclose. But it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. For the next 48 hours, he's with me, and we're going to go full crazy." Those words, they seem innocent enough at first glance, perhaps even playful. But there's something unsettling about them now, given the context of the accusations Diddy has faced in recent months. The 48 hours with Diddy was an introduction to a world Bieber was too young to understand, a world of parties, excess, and secrets. A world where lines were blurred and innocence could easily be manipulated. But how could a teenage boy catapulted into fame be expected to know any better? It's alleged that Bieber was groomed, slowly led into this dark world where the rules of right and wrong became increasingly difficult to distinguish. He didn't know it at the time, but the man he admired, the man who was supposed to be a mentor, may have been steering him down a dangerous path. And that path, as it turns out, was not just filled with bright lights and applause, it was filled with shadows. As Diddy's legal troubles began to mount, videos and interviews from those early days began to resurface. In one appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, in 2016, Diddy, sitting beside a 16-year-old Justin, said with a laugh, "He knows better than to be talking about the things that he does with Big Brother Puff on national television." A joke? Perhaps. But in hindsight, it feels more like a glimpse into the secrecy surrounding their relationship. Diddy was creating a narrative that there were things better left unsaid, actions better left hidden, and Justin, young and impressionable, was caught in the middle. It's important to remember that Justin Bieber was just a kid surrounded by adults who should have been guiding him, protecting him. But instead, he was surrounded by an industry that thrived on exploitation and indulgence. Many wonder now, where were the safeguards? Where were the people who should have seen what was happening and put a stop to it? By the time Justin was 19, he had already begun to spiral. His rebellious phase was well documented by the media. Tour bus raids, drug allegations, reckless partying, it all became part of the Bieber narrative. In 2013, Swedish authorities raided his tour bus and found illegal substances. Not long after, Bieber was spotted allegedly sneaking out of a brothel in Rio de Janeiro. These weren't just the reckless actions of a young star. They were symptoms of something deeper, something darker. Bieber has been candid in recent years about his struggles during that time. In his 2020 documentary, Justin Bieber: Seasons, he spoke openly about his substance abuse. There was a time where I was sipping lean, a cocktail of codeine, cough syrup, and soda. I was popping pills. I was doing Molly, you know, shrooms, everything, Bieber revealed. It was just an escape for me. But escape from what? From the pressures of fame or from something more sinister? Something he may have been led into by those he trusted? As Bieber's life continued to spiral out of control, it became clear that the once bright-eyed teenager was battling something far greater than the pressures of being a pop star. He was battling the demons of his past, the choices he made while under the influence of others, and as those close to him watched, helpless, it became clear that the Justin they once knew was slipping away. At one point, Bieber's manager, Scooter Braun, feared for his life. In a 2018 interview, Braun admitted, "There was a time where I would go to sleep almost every night when he had the money to fly away from me, and I was worried every night that I was going to lose him." Braun knew, better than anyone, the extent of Justin's struggles, and though he did everything he could to protect him, it wasn't enough. Bieber was in too deep. But what about Diddy? As these allegations come to light, Bieber's past friendship with him has come under renewed scrutiny. Did Diddy take advantage of Bieber's youth and naivety? Did he introduce him to a lifestyle that would ultimately lead him down this destructive path? Bieber has remained relatively quiet on the subject, but those close to him have hinted at the emotional toll it has taken. Family members are said to be concerned. "It's unclear whether Diddy would have taken advantage of Justin at the time," one insider said. His family was nearby, and his manager, Scooter Braun, really did care about him. But saying that, Justin did go through a really bad period, a very rebellious phase. And it's that period, those years where Bieber was lost in a haze of drugs and self-destruction, that are now being examined in a new light. Bieber's isolation in recent years only adds to the concern. Sources close to him say that he's struggling to trust the people around him, that he's cut ties with many who have been part of his life for decades. It's a sign of deeper emotional wounds, wounds that may have been inflicted long before the world saw Justin at his lowest. The alleged grooming, the manipulation, it's all starting to come into focus. As Bieber navigates fatherhood, the weight of his past seems even heavier. He has welcomed a son, Jack Blues, into the world with his wife, Haley Baldwin, and those close to him hope that this new chapter will provide him with the peace and stability he has long sought. But the ghosts of his past continue to haunt him, coming to grips with the reality that someone he trusted, someone he admired, may have led him into this dark world. Well, that's not something easily forgotten. In recent months, Bieber has distanced himself from the industry that made him a star. He sold the rights to his music catalog in a deal valued at over $200 million, a move that many have questioned. Why now? Why would someone still in the prime of their career choose to step away? Some speculate that Bieber is trying to cut ties with a world that has caused him so much pain, a world that, for him, may now feel tainted. As the legal cases against Diddy move forward, there will likely be more revelations. Revelations about what really happened during those years when Bieber was just a teenager, learning the ropes of fame. Revelations about who was involved, who looked the other way, and who may have actively contributed to Bieber's downward spiral. For now, Justin Bieber remains quiet. But the weight of his past, the reality of what he may have endured as a young star, is something that will likely follow him for years to come. He's a father now, trying to build a life for himself and his family, trying to move forward. But moving forward, as we all know, is never easy, especially when the past is filled with shadows. And so, as we watch Bieber's journey unfold, we can only hope that he finds the peace he's been searching for, that he finds the strength to heal from the wounds of his past, and that in the end, he can find a way to forgive those who led him astray, those who, in their pursuit of power and success, may have forgotten that they were dealing with a child, not just a pop star. For Justin, the road ahead may be long and difficult, but as he navigates this new chapter of his life, one thing is clear. He's no longer that wide-eyed teenager eager to please. He is a man, a father, and he is determined to reclaim his life, his story, and his future.
in a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.